Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome to the show, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. And I want to wish everybody, of course, all those athletes going back to school, safe fall sports season. The book Hoopla continues, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. An essential guide for any parent with a child in sport. It's such a big deal, you sports today, so pay attention to that. We've got some return guests today. I've got a faculty of hundreds, I call it, and there's a couple of them returning today. We're going to start off with Dr. David Geyer. He's a sports medicine orthopedic surgeon. He's the author of That's Gotta Hurt. He's the host of the David Geyer Show. Oh, is it Guy or Gear, David? And then it's Heather Mangiore, registered dietitian, food and nutrition consultant. She's the author of Fueling Young Athletes. Then everybody, you know it's me, sports doctors in segment. But first, Dr. David, are you on the line?
I am. Glad to be here.
Hey, welcome back. We're out there in South Carolina. Dr. Dave, again, is a big-time educator. He's a TEDx speaker. He really pays attention to getting information out to the whole sports community. Give us a little bit of background, Dr. Dave, about what you're doing and where you've been.
Yeah, I mean, I got 8 million things going on, but I am trying, as I know you are, to kind of get the information out about ways for people to stay healthy and perform their best. So in my world of orthopedic surgery, obviously people are dealing with, you know, knee and shoulder and all sorts of other injuries from sports and exercise, and I try to get them back to what they love to do. But, you know, that's physical, obviously, sometimes surgery, sometimes rehab, and then there's a lot of work on, you know, mindset and performance and that type of thing, so that they get back stronger than they were, you know, before, stronger than ever.
That's why I always ask you guys, as well as myself, how your sports psychology skills are, you know, whether we're dealing, again, with parents of young athletes. And again, of course, Dr. David, and am I pronouncing your last name right, Geyer?
Yep, Geyer is perfect.
I always ask that. You know, I'm Weil, and I grew up Weil. So I see W, you know, EI, I panic. Dr. Dave works with and has worked with professional athletes, the top of the high-performance area, as well as, the recreational athlete. Orthopedic surgeons have been team physicians. Dr. Dave's been one of them with various teams. As the overall medical directors, and you know the team approach, again with the orthopedic surgeon, the primary care, chiropractic, podiatry. I mean, they've come a long way, baby, haven't they?
Yeah, it's really amazing how far we've come. I mean, if you go back and you see these athletes, you know, that were treated in the 60s and 70s and played in the 60s and 70s, and they've got the foot-long incisions on their knees, and they're limping really badly. I mean, it's amazing. The surgeries are better, like you said, the rehab is better, all the, you know, the other things that we didn't even think of with athletes. Like we mentioned, there's so many different professions now that can help athletes and active people improve. Just, you know, not just the treatment of injuries, but the prevention of injuries is just night and day where we were.
The, the marriage of holistic areas, whether it's acupuncture, whether it is energy medicine, whether it's some of the other aspects of Eastern culture, has really melded well, so-called complementary medicine, I think has really become much, much more accepted. You know, I think it wasn't all that many years ago that most of regular medicine, you know, didn't know how to spell holistic, did they?
Yeah, that's probably true. I will say that I was probably in that boat. Like, you know, it's something that you realize that, you know, we don't have all the answers, but, you know, trying to find all the best ways to get people better, and if there are ways to do that come from different types of perspective, different medical perspectives than ours, that's a good thing.
Well, I got to ask you a question. It's interesting whether we're talking about 14-year-olds having Tommy John surgery is tremendous overkill in youth sports. It's one of the big reasons I wrote the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and that whole idea, you know, I'd have patients ask all the time, they said, you know, years ago, all the major league pitchers, they threw complete games, they threw hundreds of innings, and now you have 18 different specialists and everybody has shoulder problems. It's really amazing, some of these mysteries in the areas of sports medicine. Now, I know you really specialize knee and shoulder, Dr. Dave.
Yeah, that, in my practice, that's mostly what I operate on, you know, because that's honestly, those are the joints that end up needing surgery the most. I see a lot of everything, but yeah, those are far and away the most common that need surgery.
You know, we've talked a lot on the Sports Doctor for decades, give or take a few weeks, about the 5-6-1 ratio of girls to boys, females to males, when it comes to the anterior cruciate ligament, the famous ACL knee ligament that you can't go a week in sports without reading somebody else tearing it. It's become such a tremendous area in prevention. And again, the orthopedic surgery and the area of prevention, now there are all sorts of programs. I just hope you put orthotics in their shoes, Dr. Dave.
I do. I don't do it routinely. Individualize it, as I'm sure you do, based on the athlete and what their needs are. But I think there's absolutely a role for that.
I got news for you. Yes, there's not a female athlete around, even if she doesn't have foot symptoms. I go back 40 years. I can count on one hand how many serious women athletes who had proper orthotics in their shoes, combined with everything else that you do, prevention and training and all these other things, who had a non-contact ACL, you know, the female with the wider hips, a little bit more difference in hormones, it's still such a major problem. Isn't ACL surgery one of the most common you guys do trauma-wise?
Yeah, in the sports medicine world, yeah, I mean, we think it's between 100,000 and 200,000 patients a year just in the U.S. So, yeah, I think it's, unfortunately, it's far more common than it should be.
I think as long as, again, the sports, the schedule, the demand, the specialization earlier and earlier, all of these factors can go into various kinds of injuries, we're going to be back. I want to talk to Doc about that great book of his, some of these injuries that change sports forever. That's got to hurt everybody listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're live from Chicago. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go zip over to radio shows. You can go back over 10 years and see who was on, what the topics were. You could go over to newspaper articles and read on everything from what about specialization to bragging about the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, or what's the best shoe for your son or daughter? What about you? And one of my most popular articles, or infamous, which is Women in High Heels, Preventing the Challenge, Accepting the Challenge. I can't tell you how many guests we get from Twitter. So much action. We have over 30,000 followers at SportDoc, DOC Radio. And by the way, that's why I put a hashtag in front of the title of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, so we could really stimulate some good sports medicine interchange information. We're talking with sports medicine orthopedist Dr. David Geyer, author. That's got her. Tell us about the book, that's got to hurt, and some of these famous injuries.
Yeah, so it's really a labor of passion. It's something I've always been a sports fan, as well as obviously taking care of athletes and being an athlete when I was younger. And I just remembered as a sports fan, there were these injuries that were landmark injuries. And now as I've gotten into orthopedic surgery, I realized how much of an impact they had either on a sport or on rules changes or new equipment or new surgeries. And so I wrote about 13 of the most common, or not most common, but the most important, most impactful injuries that have ever occurred in sports. Some of them that we've talked about and we think about automatically, like Tommy John surgery, and talked about concussions and CTE. But then there were others that people don't even remember that had dramatic effects. Hank Gathers, we remember that. Corey Stringer, the NFL player that died of heat stroke. So there were a lot of important injuries and events that happen that have changed sports more than really anything, any other change in coaching or training. Sports medicine has had a bigger impact, and so I talk about that through all these stories.
What is the best website to find out about the book, you, your articles, and your podcast that I'm going to ask you about in a minute? What's the best website for them to find out your info?
I'd probably have them just come to my personal website, drdavidgeier.com. That's drdavidgeier, because you can find the book, you can find all, links to the videos, links to really everything I do, and I think that's probably where I would start. Because
I'm thinking back. I think I met you on Twitter.
A
while ago. It is, again, I've met authors and scientists and doctors and coaches mixed in with a lot of the other stuff. I know you do and have done. Tell us about the David Geyer Show. Don't you do a once-a-week podcast, and if people could find out about it on the website? Tell us about it.
I do. I've done it for over 6 years. It's hard to believe. Yeah, once a week I'll do a segment where I talk about a big topic in health and wellness and exercise, and then I'll talk about an injury or some kind of injury issue that's affecting pro or college sports, and then I answer some questions that I've gotten from listeners about their injuries. And so it's about half an hour once a week. It drops every Monday, so you can find it on iTunes. It's been great. I get comments that I share later at the end of the episodes. It's been really, really great. I've learned from my audience, and hopefully I help educate them as well.
Oh, you really, really do. And I've seen it and watched, and some of the you have excellent topics one after the other. Some might be of a surgical procedure that you might be talking about. Something else might be, like we talked about, being safe going back to school and sports. I know, again, we both have a real, real passion for the youth, the young athlete, and all of these pressures. This is much time in hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We talk about the mental game and these pressures with overzealous coaches and crazy parents. That's why I asked you how your sports psychology skills were. There's an epidemic of youth sports injuries. It's one of the big reasons I was jumping on this. What are some of your thoughts regarding this wild, multi-billion-dollar youth sports world?
Yeah, I mean, it's perpetuated, unfortunately, by a lot of different factors. I think, the parents and coaches, the desire to get these kids college scholarships and pro contracts one day has really sort of gotten out of hand with sort of realities. And these parents and coaches really pushing kids too young to specialize and play throughout the year rather than taking breaks and not letting them play multiple sports. And really, it's taking the fun out of sports. You throw on top of that, like you mentioned, the billions of dollars now in youth sports, where these tournament organizers and scouts are making a lot of money, and it's become an industry that really does not have the kids' best interests at heart, not only from a health standpoint and injuries, but also in terms of developing talent and letting kids have fun so that they're active later in life. It's really sort of an unfortunate environment that we've created.
Yes, it's led to tremendous overkill, both mentally and physically. Of course, I have a chapter in the book. It's called The Prodigy Sports. And there are, I see a lot of figure skaters. I have my poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Devin Lysacek, grew up here. He was 9.5 years old when I put orthotics in the skates. I'm still putting orthotics in the skates for 10-year-olds. So gymnastics, when you think, you know, tennis, soccer, we're watching the U.S. Open with these fantastic young players. And sometimes a young boy or girl, hey, that's great, Dr. Geyer. You want me to play other sports, but get lost. I love dancing. Mm-hmm. So it's become a whole crazy challenge. Of course, my second guest today, Heather Mangieri, is her specialty is youth sports nutrition. So these challenges are huge when it comes, again, to the overkill. I have another chapter, which is called Youth Sports and Drugs, Pain Pills. It's a nightmare, Dr. Geyer.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's for all those reasons you just brought up. I mean, we've got to remember that sports should be, especially at young ages, you know, the 7, 8, 9, 10, yeah, I mean, at all ages. I mean, the first thing is that the kids have fun and then they learn the proper techniques and develop their athletic abilities in a reasonable way and not focus on winning at all costs, which unfortunately the system has become.
Now, physical recovery, like you mentioned two or three times, major key, taking a break, the whole science of recovery and youth sports. And many, you know, you get hockey team, they're playing a triple header on a weekend, you know.
Yeah.
And some of this I call it adult scheduling of children's sports.
Yeah, it's true. It's really gotten out of hand.
Dr. Geyer, don't you understand? My daughter needs two Advil before she goes to volleyball practice. It starts so early, let alone the pain pill nightmare that we've seen, you know, post-injury, post-surgery. This is where a lot of opioids were born, weren't they?
Yeah, I think and then you get into the high schools and colleges and where they're having to, you know, play through pain even more. I think it all sort of comes together as something that we just really need to kind of get to grips. And as a parent, you know, myself, I think it's something we just need to make sure that what we're doing is best for our kids and not this hope of college scholarships and pro contracts.
Now, you know, we're almost running out of time. Dealing with pros, dealing with high-performance athletes, with all of that, got to play and coaches, this and that, that's a whole different psychology, isn't it, in a lot of ways?
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's a job for them. They get paid to do that. There's that factor. There's agents. There's, you know, there's a lot of outside pressures, fan pressures and things like that. But it's still at the end of the day, we've got to do what we can in all of us in sports medicine and making sure we're preserving their long-term health. And I think that sometimes gets
lost. Okay, hey,
in
Doc,
all
you know, I want to thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to let you hold for a second. Give me the website again, the best website, find out about and your book, the podcast.
Yeah, drdavidgeyer.com, drdavidgeyer, and that's the Twitter handle, and everything else is Dr. David Geyer.
Fantastic. Dr. Dave, hold on a quick second. Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Fox Valley Wellness Center is a highly regarded leader in holistic health, led by Dr. Steve Maress, one of the first Lyme disease literate physicians in the Midwest. His team of integrative medicine practitioners blend the best of conventional and complementary therapies. Dr. Maress is president-elect of the prestigious International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. They specialize in treating the causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Fox Valley Wellness Center also offers hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Located at 180 Knights Way in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. For more information, call 920-922-5433. That's 920-922-5433. Hey, the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob here, sports podiatrist. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, blast off, live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and I want to welcome back Heather Mangieri. She's a registered dietitian. She is the author of Fueling Young Athletes. She's a spokesperson. She's a real food, fitness, and nutrition consultant. Heather, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, great to be here.
Great. Let's jump right in and have you give us a little bit of quickie background with you and what you do.
Absolutely. So right now I'm doing a lot more consulting work, but for many, many years I worked, I had a private practice, so that's how I kind of got involved in working with young athletes. But I always had younger athletes, adolescents, high school athletes, and worked one-on-one counseling. So I spent many, many years becoming familiar with what the challenges were with families and parents that are super busy and with these kids that are going to school all day and then going to practice all night and they're traveling and they've got homework and work schedules and everything else. So since then, I'm doing a lot more focused work in high school sports, and that was kind of where my book came out, because it was me getting a lot of the same questions over and over again from parents, and I thought, well, I got to write a book and put all this information into one. So that's where that came from.
Yes, the challenge, again, of eating well, whether you're 8 or 80, it's just an amazing, I've spent 25 years on the Sports Doctor talking about childhood obesity, give or take a few weeks, and the challenges on that side of the equation. 2 months ago, we had on a psychologist specializing in eating disorders and those kinds of crazy pressures. So the education of parents and coaches, it's come a long way. There's much more proper attention being paid to the youngster who's trying to eat smarter, so not only they could keep their body weight normalized on the one hand, but they might be able to not only perform better, but recover better. And nutrition really is the name of the game in so many ways, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it truly is. I mean, whenever I played sports way back when, I wasn't a big sports person, but my dad coached baseball, and I mean, the word sports nutrition didn't really even exist. So we have come very, very far in terms of bringing attention to the needs of nutrition and hydration. Unfortunately, on some level, it's almost gone too far, and where you have a lot of disordered eating and all of the this over focus on the wrong ears can lead to an increase, unfortunately, in some of the disordered eating and in the confusion, especially in the adolescent athlete that is, still trying to
learn. Well, the pressures.
The
pressures, and one of the reasons I participated in hashtag Hey Sports Parents was, number one, there's an epidemic of youth sports injuries, whether we like it or not. We were just talking about that with Dr. Geyer in the first segment. Or there also is these mental pressures of crazy coaches we've just gone through in the past year, nightmares with team doctors and coaches and some of these kids. I don't have to get specific. We all understand what we're talking about here. So the pressure is huge on these kids with all of this overkill going on. So the ability, yet with all of the new attention, we've got the same obesity levels in so many ways, the same challenges, you know, with so many of these children, maybe because they're all walking around looking at screens all day. How have you found, you know, I wanted to mention also up front, a registered dietitian is the eating expert, not necessarily the nutritionist, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the problems with today is there's so many nutrition certification programs, and pretty much anybody can call themselves a nutritionist. If you have a, you know, you have a lot of people that are very interested in nutrition, and so just because you're interested in nutrition or just because you were able to lose weight doesn't necessarily make you an expert. And this is a big problem in the population I work with, this younger athlete, because they really are going through a period of not just trying to perform better in their sport, but a period of extraordinary growth and development. And so we don't want to mess with that growth and development. They need proper nutrition for that first. They need proper hydration. And then what they eat above and beyond that is going to help that sports performance.
Well, you know, the diet industry is probably a $100 billion a year industry. And we've all grown up with no fat, low fat, carbs, no carbs.
Oh, yeah.
There's still this crazy, and again, that nutrition point we just talked about reminds me a lot of sports medicine, where everybody and his uncle has a shingle out regarding the expertise. So I really wanted to get that point across, that the registered dietitian is the degreed individual with expertise, whether we're talking, again, about counseling an 85-year-old diabetic, or we might be talking about the best athlete in the community, that's who really should be the one that we're talking about. True?
Exactly true. Yep. Registered dietitian, that's a degree. There's an internship involved. It's board certification. And then just to take it one step further is dietitians are going to also specialize in certain areas. So, for example, I have I'm board certified in sports nutrition. So that means my area of expertise is in sports nutrition, where another dietitian might have a certification in something else, like diabetes, which I am not certified in. So it's really important to find not just the right expert, the right dietitian, but also the right dietitian with the right expertise.
You know, the one of the chapters in hashtag Hey Sports Parents, besides the 8 or 9 experts we got together talking about sports nutrition, talking about physical training, talking about some of these other things, was youth sports and drugs, supplements. And when we come back in a second, I want to ask you about that crazy world, the supplements and the pressure on these kids. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, live from Chicago, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can buzz over to radio shows. You can go back over 10 years, international guests in so many areas of health, wellness, sports medicine. Today's a great example of my great faculty of guests, and you can go over to newspaper articles and read on everything from what's the best shoe for your kid to whether your child should be specializing or other different areas. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. So we're going to be right back with Heather Mangieri. We're going to talk a little bit absolutely about her book, Fueling Young Athletes, everybody. We'll be right back to Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. We're talking with Heather Mangieri, registered dietitian. She's the author, Fueling Young Athletes. I want to ask you about some of the challenges in the world of heat and dehydration, but give us your website, Heather. They could find out about you and your book.
Yes, my website is heathermangieri.com, just my name. Spelled M-A-N-G-I-E-R-I. My book, Fueling Young Athletes, you can find it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or any other major bookseller. So it's out there.
Again, yes, I'm sure hydration is a big, big part. Again, of course, it's the end of the summer. I was driving to the office last month. It's one of my pet peeves. I scream about it all the time, besides drug commercials on television. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was 95 degrees out, and there were 12-year-olds with their helmets on out practicing. And I just, it's just amazing. So the challenges of hydration and heat, talk about that, because I know you pay big attention to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, and if there's anything in the world of youth sports and nutrition and healthy, keeping nutrition and keeping healthy, it is looking and making sure that these kids are well hydrated. And any time that we have this heat, like we've had this kind of heat and humidity wave come through, heavy equipment, altitude, this all puts a need for more focus on fluid. So it's really about, kids know they need water. What they don't know is that they need to start really early in the day. So just putting attention to it, making sure they're starting to drink is as soon as they get up, first thing in the morning, hydrating early, staying hydrated all day long, because you can't just start before practice and make it
through. Now, there's a lot of doctors, too, Heather, who are concerned about the supplement world, concerned about energy drinks, going way back to the Gatorade, which is, there's a tremendous advertising for this, and a lot of pediatricians and doctors concerned about way, way overdue with some of the sports drinks. What are your thoughts on that?
Well,
there's
a place for a sports drink. I think that I hear a lot of people complaining about the sugar And it kind of makes me, they don't understand basically, but that there's a purpose for a sports drink. When we sweat, we lose electrolytes. When we're in heat, we're using up energy and we're losing fluid. And a sports drink has those things to replace whenever they've been lost in sweat. So the longer you exercise, the more intense the activity, the higher the need for something other than just water. And generally, go ahead.
Yeah, I want you to give me three or four bullets that really stand out to you in fueling young athletes. What are some of the things, before we run out of time, that are important to you that you included, highlighted in the book?
Yeah, so the number one is day-to-day nutrition is the most important thing. So a lot of times I'm getting asked questions, what do I eat before, during, and after activity? I'll answer those questions. I lay it out for you in the book. But the most important thing is day-to-day nutrition. You cannot make up a nutrient deficiency that's happened over time by eating the perfect thing before your exercise or your activity. So that's number one. The second thing is knowing what to pack on the day of that activity. So, you know, preparation is the key to success. Having a cooler and bringing something before, during, and after. The third thing would definitely be making sure that there's lots of water packed and, if necessary, having some sort of a sports drink. That's not necessary for all athletes, but it just depends on the level of intensity and duration.
And what about the world of 3 meals? Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What about the 3 meals a day? Heather, my son and daughter, is, you know, they're a high school athlete, junior high school athlete. Should they be eating something 5 times a day, 3 times a day? What are those thoughts?
Yeah, so that's number four is making sure that you have a cooler and ice pack. I tell my young athletes, this is part of your equipment, like your running shoes or your tennis racket, whatever it is. That having a cooler and an ice pack makes it possible to eat at the right times during the day. So there's no right amount of meals. It's breakfast. They need a lunch. Some kids are eating a really early school lunch. Some kids are eating a later school lunch. So that makes a difference in terms of when you eat that next meal. Definitely before and after school practice or an event, there has to be a meal.
What are some good snacks? What are some snacks that you recommend, again, that these boys and girls could have with them in that cooler or for during the day when they, you know, in between meals?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. I hate the word snack because it makes me think of, like, something crunchy. I like to think of it more as a mini meal. So pack a sandwich, have a yogurt and some fruit, crackers and cheese, something that is going to resemble more of a smaller meal than just, you know, grabbing up something quick that's crunchy, because that's kind of what that snack word kind of makes you think of. But it really needs to be, this is a significant piece of the nutrition that young athletes get in their day, so it needs to be filled with vitamins and minerals as well as fuel for their sport. We wanted to make sure that it's nourishing. So
a coach is on board, would you say, Heather? Have you seen, I know you said you're working closely with high schools, you're consulting in that age group, which really, so have you found a real thirst, pardon the pun, for the education from not only the coaches, but also parents about really being properly educated?
You know what? Absolutely. It's grown so much, and I love it. Coaches want to know, what do we put on the cooler on the bus? What should I be feeding these kids? It's come a long way, and it's great to see that they really understand the importance of nutrition and not only how it can help keep athletes healthy, prevent injury or help to heal them if they do have an injury, inflammation, but also providing them with that growth and development and improving their sports performance. So it really is, it's great to see how much focus is on it.
And probably,
and
again, go ahead.
I tell parents a lot, you know, with what I do, a lot of times I'm helping parents just figure it out. You know, it's not just a matter of like the perfect meal, but it's more about how do I do this? We're never home, we're running, the parents work, kids are in school, There's, you know, traveling, sports, multiple
sports. You know, that's a big point.
Yeah.
That really is a key point, the whole idea of how do I do this with latchkey parents and everybody running around. Just that brilliant idea of yours regarding some sort of cooler that the kid might have with them, and for being prepared ahead of time because, hey, nobody's home.
Yep, exactly. Take it with you. It's the only answer. It really is. I have so many coolers and ice packs in my house. It's crazy. But that's what's necessary.
Yes, and again, the idea that whether there's only two things I think parents are concerned about, same coaches. Number one is, how do I prevent injuries? How do I stay out of trouble? Again, nutrition, eating well has a definitely an area there. And how do I optimize performance? If we're talking really about competition and recovery and all of these things. And ironically, we're learning after all of these years, highlighted by the sports doctor, which is the new medicine really is a combination of physical activity and nutrition, almost any way you measure it, isn't it?
Yep, it sure is. And we know there's evidence to show that most injuries happen in that last 20 minutes of a game when athletes are getting tired.
They're fatigued.
All
right, Heather, thank you. We just are running out of time. HeatherMangieri.com, right, is your website, HeatherMangieri.com, right, Heather?
That's it.
I want to thank you so much. You'll hold on a quick second. Again, the author of Fueling Young Athletes, registered dietitian, Heather Mangieri, youth sports nutrition expert. Thanks so much, Heather. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment. Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment, where we answer emails and we give a little bit of a preview of some upcoming shows. Again, you can email me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, all written out as long as it is, man. drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Next week, another great show. Dr. Azam Anwar, he's a cardiologist. He's also done all sorts of work regarding some of these contagious problems, skin-oriented things in locker rooms, those types of infections. So we're looking forward to him joining us. And then professional basketball player, been an international player, Jarnell Stokes. I think he's working out now, joining the Miami Heat. Following week, returning Dan Serino. Dan was a school nurse years ago. He's got a fitness group, and he's been involved in the fitness world for, gosh, years now. And he's now specializing with some specific treatment training for Parkinson's. So Dan also will be joining us. And then another fitness specialist, Tracy Shy. She does some consulting for clubs, other fitness groups. So some great shows coming up. You know, when I watch the U.S. Open, which we're in the middle of watching, some fantastic tennis, some of these great athletes, I think back to the early 80s when John McEnroe walked into our clinic to see my mentor and therapist colleague, Bob Guida. And that was an exciting time. Tracy Austin, Jimmy Connors, some real memories. Every time I watch one of the Grand Slams in tennis. So we've got a few emails here. Let's see. Gerald, what is fat pad atrophy? You know, fat pad atrophy is sort of a medical term, but the fat pad on the bottom of the foot, ball of the foot, fat pad on the heel. After all, we walk on our feet, we run and jump on our feet, and sometimes we will wear out, thin out that particular padding, and it could cause problems, whether it's heel problems, whether it's ball of the foot problems, and where we're almost walking on bony surfaces because we've worn out some of that padding. So usually the proper shoe and ideally the proper orthotic to redistribute weight, properly cushion areas is very, very successful in order to deal with that. See a podiatrist, Gerald, and have them give you an opinion on those particular areas, orthotics and or a shoe change in order to pay attention. There have been instances, depending diabetes, et cetera, where we partnered with plastic surgeons and there would be a transfer of fat tissue from another part of the body to under the ball of the foot or heel. That's real, real rare. Usually it's redistributing weight. Tony says, my son is 16 years old. He's a tennis player. Speaking of tennis, been plagued with shin splints that they talk about. And, you know, shin splint, Tony, is not a medical diagnosis. It could be a stress fracture. It could be tendonitis. It could be overuse, compartment syndrome. So you want to get a diagnosis. You also want to pay big attention to two factors. If the shin problems are persistent, like you seem to be incurring here, then orthotics are a major weapon. I believe 90% is persistent or ongoing shin problems are related to foot mechanics, where we're blowing out that muscle that slows down the collapsing of the arch, the posterior tibial muscle, because of foot mechanics. So many times if we combine proper diagnosis, proper orthotics, real physical therapy to strengthen the foot, ankle, lower leg muscles, you can make a tremendous difference. But again, if it's persistent, you want to look to the foot. And you didn't mention whether that's been done before. Pay attention to that. Mike says, my daughter's 14 years old. She's a serious volleyballer. She's had what they call jumper's knee on and off for, gosh, it's almost the third season. You know, Mike, I'm going to tell you the same thing I mentioned to Tony. Look at the role of orthotics in order to take into account the foot mechanics and the tendency of torque in the knees, especially with number one young females. We have a wider pelvis, a little bit more of what's called the Q angle to the knee, and we also have that tremendous repetitive jumping in a superstar sport like volleyball. So the combination, again, is your daughter in the best shoe for her foot mechanics? Does she have a proper orthotic for optimum foot leg lower alignment? And also, again, whatever she's learned or is learning from physical therapy for quad strengthening, hip and core strengthening. And again, jumper's knee, not a medical diagnosis. So if you haven't gotten an evaluation by an orthopedist involving is there damage to the ligaments or other tissues of the knee, then you really, really want to pay attention to that. And those, that's the triad that we look at when we're talking about knee tendonitis, runner's knee, jumper's knee, which usually means overuse, and many times it's repetitive. We start looking at the biomechanics. You know, do we have knocked knees? Do we have bow legs? Are both legs equal in length, et cetera, et cetera? Do we have high arches? Is she flat-footed or pronated? So you really want to look at that. Sheila says, I'm 50 years old. I love golf. In the morning, my heels hurt. Sheila, plantar fasciitis, inflammation of the plantar fascia, often heel-related, is famous for inactivity pain, like first thing in the morning. So are heel spurs. At your age, it's suspicious. So you want to go to podiatry, you want to get an x-ray and see whether or not you have a heel spur, and are we talking about plantar fasciitis, and then you want to pay attention to treatment. The great news is the overwhelming amount of plantar fasciitis, including heel spurs, are treated conservatively. Inserts or orthotics in the shoes, proper shoe selection, and physical therapy. So you want to get a diagnosis. I have a, hey, doc, what about drug commercials? One of my pet peeves, I don't know how much time we have left. Again, and hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Check it out on Amazon. A lot of hoopla with the book. All you parents out there with kids in sports, I have screamed and ranted and raved for two decades about the United States being one of only two countries in the world that allow television advertising of prescription drugs. A lot of people are shocked that this isn't normal around the world. No, it isn't. We allow these constant drug ads, and this has led to a pill society where there's prescriptions everywhere. We're taking pills for everything. We have, like in my book, I have a chapter on youth sports and drugs because of the fact of pain pills being used over the counter very, very early, or the idea that prescriptions are everywhere with the theme songs and these fancy commercials. And you know why they do it? It works. It really, really works. So understand that this is an unusual situation. We are in a nightmare crisis with opioid pain pills. There were 60,000 deaths a year. Shocking in the United States because of this routine use and reliance on medicine for everything. This is why on the Sports Doctor, I feature and include complementary medicine, holistic medicine, holistic nutrition, chiropractic physicians who don't use any drugs. One of the contributors to our book, hashtag A Sports Parent, Dr. Denise McDermott, she was on like a month ago. She's a holistic adult and child psychiatrist. Yes, she includes drugs when needed, but the overwhelming reliance is on natural, holistic types of interactions. So you really want to pay attention to the fact that we're getting mesmerized with commercials, very, very well done commercials regarding medicines for almost anything. And again, I've even gone as far as renaming performance enhancing drugs that everybody is familiar with to what I label as performance surviving drugs. Think about it. Where again, you know, that athlete's got to play tomorrow. The pressure's on. Don't you understand? My son and daughter's got a tournament. All of this overkill in so many ways is a big, big time problem. And drugs is in the middle of it. I wrote an article 10, 15 years ago. History of drugs and sports. It runs deep. It goes back 100 years. I want to thank my guests again, Dr. David Geyer, Heather Mangieri, and again, everybody, it's the Sports Doctor. We'll catch you next week.